Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And that was a fantastic sharing, Becky. And you really receive the words with a humble heart and you do it. And that's why you're getting the results, because you're going to God. And every one of us should really go to God. We're all free to go to God, even though we come and we might connect. You know, just do what God puts in your heart. God is giving perfect heavenly words for you to follow. And he wants you to really be blessed. He wants you to really experience everything that he's made available to you in Christ. And it's just down to listening and down to making up your mind that you're going to receive the words, that you're going to do it, you're going to be active on it. See, knowledge is great, but it's no good without action. It's no good without an intention. So knowing what you want is very important. Like, for an example, the wedding. And there's lots of things to accomplish for that wedding. Money, wedding dresses, you know, bridesmaids, best man, the groom, the location, the registrar. And it all takes planning. But once you know what you want, then you got your goal set. There's the little goals to reach that main goal for the big day, right? So then when you take it with God, then it's going to be done very easy. And, you know, through the honoring God, through setting your hearts and thoughts on him, you know, God does make everything easy. Even our lives, you know, as believers, you know, we were born into this world. We had our own man nature. Now we're born again. Behold, all things have become new. God has done everything. God has made everything available in Christ. We're complete in Christ. Everything is there. But there's some action on our part. Number one, we receive the words with meekness. And then we go and do it. And we retain that. We make it a habit in our lives to follow what God is saying and what God is showing and what God is doing. We're not up and down yo-yo believers. As we're renewing our minds, as we're looking to God, we're changing the old thoughts, the old negative ways of thinking, the old paradigms, the scarcity mindset. God has been putting my heart about paradigms, programs, you know, in our subconscious that are there. We don't even know they're there until they come up. And then when they come up, it's up to us what we're going to do. We're going to go to God with it. So God is the source of all our supply. And he's really with you. And, you know, sometimes we just let the things in this world come on top of us. Situation, circumstances, or the things that happen in this world, or non-action, nothing really happened in your life. But God is with you. He's designed you for greatness. He's designed you to live a great life. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Might. You put those words in there, that you might have it more abundantly. Because it depends upon your response and your attitude of heart of what you're going to do. You know, and sometimes also, if we've been getting the wrong doctrine, if we've got into traditions of men, religious traditions of men, then that will not produce the fruit that God wants you to have in your life. You know, and a tree is known by its fruit. Fruit is very important. The fruit in your life tells a story of where you are, where your heart is, where your mind is. You know, and God wants us to prosper and have a good journey through life, but it's dependent upon our soul prospering, our will, our mind, our emotions, our intellect. And that can only prosper through God's words, through the heavenly words, through the great and precious promises, knowing who we are now in Christ, knowing what God has accomplished in Christ. And so sometimes as believers, we're still dealing with old things and we don't realize. I'm praying for this, I've done that. And sometimes we just go through mechanically doing things. But when we're led of God, when we're led by the Spirit of God, when we receive that word, and God's energizing in you what to do, all you need to do is listen to what he's showing you to do and take that leap of faith in doing it. You know, when someone hasn't abundantly shared, for an example, they've never given in their life, but they started to hear about it, it takes faith to step out and do that, right? Because we've been conditioned in the world that, you know, money's sacred, we've worked hard for it, and all these different type of things, and we might have been given a set of different paradigms about money from our parents, from our peers, from the people that we hang around with, from our environment. But God wants us to have his understanding on the things, because his way is the best way. And that's why each one of us should look only to God in desire to know the truth in these things that will set us free in these things. I want to read a scripture. I want to read three verses of scripture here. And this really blessed me, because we get so sidetracked with the things that go on in relationships, in finances, in fellowship, in work situations, we let things bog us down. And God said, why? Well, you know, oh, you have little faith. When these things are going on and we're getting bummed out, it's because we have little faith. We're not trusting in the great and precious promises of God. Most importantly, we're not trusting in God fully to take care of these situations. You know, be still and know that he is God, God says. Why are you shook up? You know, Jesus said many times to his disciples, oh, you have little faith. You know, where did doubt arise in your heart? You know, when doubts arise, you dismiss them. And you bring God's promises in there. You say what God says. The confessions and saying what God says when he energizes you will change everything. It'll change the course of your world. When you're sitting and thinking negatively. See, it's great when we're together now. We can all speak great and God is energizing us. But the most important thing is when you're on your own. What do you think about when you're by yourself? Do you default back to the old nature, old ways of thinking? Do you let those emotions run wild in you? Are you bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Christ and saying what God says? Because when you start thinking that way, you come down in faith rather than rise in faith. When you start to praise God, then you start to come up in faith. When you start to say what God says, you come up in faith. You get clarity of thinking. You get peace in your heart. You get hope in your heart. And then as you start to move, as God is directing you, then you start to feel, why was I even worrying about these things? Why did I get so bummed out? And then you kind of kick yourself, right? Because you allowed that to happen. It's a paradigm. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world. Be not fashioned. Don't be like the world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That metamorphosis. You know, that caterpillar that's crawling along the ground, eating all the dust, eating all the crap that's kicked in its face. When it goes into that state of metamorphosis, it comes out and it soars above the heights. And that's what we're supposed to do. And the change should be effortless. It shouldn't be so, oh, this is really hard, I got to change my thinking. It's because you've got no faith in that area. You're not really, you're either doing it from a religious mindset or you're not believing what's being said. And so God will give you the faith. He supplies absolutely everything. He is the source of all your supply. But I'm going to read you this right now. It says in Hebrews 12, verse 1, and I'm reading it from the Amplified version. And I love this. It is just, and how they've expanded this is really great, because it speaks truth. You know, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness. So these cloud of witnesses, the people that lived their life before us, that are written in the scriptures, that's the cloud of witness. They're dead now, they're gone, but their stories remain. The impact of their life remains. And it says, who by faith, these cloud of witnesses, the Abraham, Moses, David, all these guys, right, who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness. Our God is absolute faithful. And when we hold the conditions and standard of what he's showing us to do, he's faithful. He never lets us down. Even when we don't, he still never lets us down. But what we manifest is different. If we got doubt there, he's faithful to us. He's watching over us. He's got his hand of protection around you. He's watching over your life. Your life is written in a book, it says in the Psalms. He knows what's going to happen. And he's waiting for you to go to him. He's waiting for you to rest. He's waiting for you to cease from your own works and enter into that rest. Because Jesus Christ paid for us to enter into that rest. So we got peace. We got clarity of thinking. And that we got true godly faith that is going to produce results in our lives and in the lives of those that hear us. So it says, who by faith had testified the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off. This is us now, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin where we miss the mark, which so easily and cleverly entangles us. Let us run the race with endurance. So the weights could be you're worried about your relationship, you're worried about your finances, you're worried about your job, you're worried about your health, you're worried about your relationship, you're worried about your future. These are weights that you don't need to carry. The world carries them. We don't carry them. We're believers and we trust God. We can't see what's going to happen, but we got great faith that the God who is our Father, the creators of the heavens and the earth and the universe, is going to take great care of us. And he is faithful, believe me. If he wasn't faithful, I wouldn't be sat here now speaking to you. If he wasn't faithful, you wouldn't be sat here now listening. And since we've been practicing these wonderful encouragement, God has been blessing us. So don't doubt in the areas of the things that God is encouraging you to do. Don't have a second thought about it. You dismiss those second thoughts right away. You say, I refuse to worry about this situation. I refuse to worry about my finances. I refuse to worry about my health because by his stripes I was healed. I refuse to worry about these negative emotions. They're vanishing because I got the spirit of the living God in me and I got the truth in the loins of my mind. And my mind's made up to listen to God and to do what he says. And you're fine. You'll start walking in power. All those things will drop off. The things that once bothered you will no longer bother you. The fear that used to bother me does no longer bother me. Because God hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And it's as we stay with God. You've got to stay with God. You've got to look to God. You not look to the world. Not look to your mother, brother, sister, auntie, and uncles, or friends. Or your rich uncles, or your rich aunties. We don't look to any other avenue. Because God is the only source of supply. And he says, come to me. The earth is mine, and the fullness thereof. Everything in this earth is mine. I can get you what you need. Why are you going over there? Why have you got doubt? Why are you not believing me? Come on, my child, just listen to me. Pay attention. It's like talking to our children. No, if you listen, you're going to get blessed. But if you don't listen, you're not going to get blessed. And you won't get rewarded either. You know, I say that to Mayor and Vinny. I used to say it to my kids. And that got their attention. I went for a nice curry. I was invited for a curry this week by Jack and Becky. They took me out and they had the two kids there. And Darcy, she likes to get up and move around. I said, now, listen, there's a blessing if you listen. And if you don't get the blessing. Do you trust me? She said, yeah. And she was as good as gold and little Alfie. And she got a blessing. And so she actually called me on the phone. Becky dropped her off with her mum. And she said to her nanny, nanny, I want to call Lawrence. So she called me and we had a one-on-one. Like she's 5 years old. Or four, yeah, 5 years old. Because she's seen the heart, she's seen the love, she's seen that I was serious. And so she listened. Same with my grandchildren, Maya and Vinny. They listen. They know that there's reward when they listen. And there's a blessing with it. God is a God of faith. And he rewards those that diligently seek him, right? Those that listen. Those that do. Those that are safely trusting in his words to them. So it says, so let us run the race with endurance and active persistence, the race which is set before us, the race of life, which is this wonderful walk with God, being led by the Spirit of God. You know, when we're looking at all the other things, it weighs us down. God says, get rid of the weights. What is tying you down now? What don't you need in your life? Who don't you need in your life? Get rid of it. Seriously, I'm being serious. You don't have to be horrible to anyone. But if someone is not serving you, and the purpose is in your life, but they're bringing you down. You don't need them around. You need people around you that are going to support you, encourage you, and cheer you on, telling you that you are successful. And even if you're not right now, it's not manifested like that, you are successful. God is taking care of you. You watch, this will all be paid for. Not a problem with God. You trust in him. You want to get around like-minded people. Birds of a feather flock together. People that have the wrong mind. Like Becky said, her mind is set. So her mindset is on God. Her mindset is on the words. I love when she said that. So where is your mindset? Is it set on the truth? Is it set on your problems? Is it set on the worries? We got to kind of make up our minds on things. You know, let's get rid of the things that are heavy. The things that weigh me down. And let's run this race with endurance. And then it says, verse 2, looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, our greatest example. The things that distract you, there's many things that distract all of us. We've got to look away from them. And to have focus means you've got blinkers on. There's nothing else there getting in your sight. Only God is in your sight. And God really has to be first in every area. Not just coming to fellowship, not just honoring God, but in all the things that you're doing. Get him first on it. He'll help you. Father, show me how to do this. So that my life is geared up for you. Because there's nothing in this world outside of God that is worth focusing on. There might be some nice things. Right? But God wants you to enjoy all things. And when we do it with him, we can enjoy all things. You know, God is a God of deliverance. He's a God of healing. He's a God of provision. He's a God of abundance. And we just got to get rid of these old ways of thinking that limit us. And God is not limited. Especially when we believe him. He's got everything for us. And he's saying, now I want you to shine as this light. I'll put you up on that hill so that you can shine. You know, and Jesus wasn't poor, by the way. You know, he come from a very rich place. And but he had a right balance of all these things. You know, the scriptures, you know, a lot of religion, you know, portrayed Jesus as being poor and not having enough, or he hated money. It's not true. It really isn't true. When you get a proper context of what it says and you look at his life, you see that he had the proper balance. And you know, where people say to me, well, you know, Jesus said about it is harder for a rich man to go into heaven, is like him trying to get, like a camel going through an eye of a needle. He can't get all his possessions as well through an eye of a needle. That's what he's basically saying. You can't take it with you. You know, so we don't set our heart on material possessions. But it doesn't mean to say God doesn't want you to have them. See what I'm saying? There's a balance. We don't set our heart on money. But when we set our heart on God, what we need and more in abundance will be there. That's the real focus of this. So, looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith, the first incentive for our belief, and the one who brings our faith to maturity, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal. See, Jesus had a goal, and that was to die on the cross, right? So God could raise him from the dead and put everything right. Set before him, endured the cross. Father, if you can take this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And we can say that in different areas, you know, of our lives. Disregarding the shame of that. And sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. See, it is finished. When Jesus sat down, it is, you know, on the cross, it is finished. He completed everything so that we can enjoy all things. Through his poverty, we might become rich. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, materially, in relationships. And it's just the mind. You know, like I was sharing, I've done an audio. I've done two-part audio. I haven't sent it to everyone yet. And I was sharing how that when we was booking this holiday for Kim's 60th birthday, we sat for 5 hours, me, Kim, and Amber. They're the witnesses, they'll tell you, right? And we're looking at the hotel. Oh, yeah, we can do that one. And we're looking at the flight. Oh, they're really good flights. We costed it all down. And they said, okay, right, we're going to book it then. And I said, well, no, I got to wait for more money to come in, see what happens. You know, we've got to be good steward. And it was a paradigm. Anyway, so Kim looked really disappointed. And Amber's eyes went up in her head. And she goes, okay, I got to go now. Danny's waiting for me downstairs. Danny was waiting downstairs when he was doing all this. In fact, he fell asleep on the set either, poor boy. And so as they got up and went, I got up and I'm thinking, man, that's a paradigm. I've got the money there to do it. It's not going to leave us short. It's not going to leave us begging. We don't have to scrimp and scrape if I pay for this now. So what am I doing? I recognize it was a paradigm. It was an old programming that of hoarding, keeping hold of things, rather than being generous with what I have. Even though I am generous, I won't be generous in that situation. So I quickly spoke out and I said, Amber, don't go yet. I need you to help me to book these flights. Kim, come back up. Let's make sure I book this properly. So we actually booked it, locked it in, done and dusted. All we got to do is go on the plane and go, right? But God taught me something valuable for me. And I thought I was doing really well, which I am, you know, through the confessions and the practice of things, getting out of debt and all these things. I've done brilliantly, but they're still paradigms. And God highlighted that one to me. You know, when we're like that, we hold back. You know, a scarcity mindset is, we'd better put this back over here. Now, there's wisdom in everything that we do, right? There is times of stewardship. There's times of planning. There's times of saving. You know, but not to be stingy in those things, because when we're stingy in those things, we're not looking to God to supply those things. And so God wants us to be completely free. So whatever you desire to do, you can do it. Even if you haven't got the money, you make up your mind you want to do it, okay, and you give it to God, he'll make the way for it. He's not saying no to you. All the promises in Christ are yes and amen. God wants us to enjoy this life. No, he's the one that leads us beside the still waters, right? God is the one that does it. When we go to him, when we give him a chance to go to work in our life, in different areas of our life, he certainly shows up. He's so happy because now you're starting to see just how great our God is and that God really wants us to depend upon him. He really wants us to trust him in all areas of our life and living. He wants us to be generous like he is generous. And God doesn't, he wants this for everyone. No, he so loved the world that he gave. He gave his only one son, only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ, right? So it's available to anyone that turns around. I was talking about the word repent. It just means simply turn around. You go in the wrong direction. Turn around. So God wants us to turn around in our thinking when it comes to money, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to our emotions, when it comes to fellowship, you know, because having the wrong mindset on these things, you know, we can, you know, if I got a wrong mindset when it comes to money or success or people doing well, it brings in jealousy. Oh, look at them, they're doing all right, it's not for me. You know, if you've got that type of thinking, it's a paradigm and you can change it. This is the great news, this is the truth that sets us free. Oh, look at this guy, he's really rising up there, like, or this woman, she's really doing so great. And she wasn't, but now she is. Oh yeah, she's special. She must have a special thing on her life from God. No, it's just because they believe, right? And you can change these things in your life. And I know there's people, everyone on here, there's areas of and paradigms that you can change. Because you can see the fruit. You can see what goes on. We don't have to scrimp and save. We don't have to save coupons. We don't have to look for bargains. God wants you to have the best. If the bargains are there, take them. That's a blessing. Nothing wrong with bargains, nothing wrong with coupons. But, like, my mum would save up all these different coupons because it saved her money, you know. But at the end of the day, she could, you know, come the end, she did have a prosperous mindset. She died with money in the bank. She never used to have no money. You know what I mean? God bless her heart, you know. But she slowly changed on it, you know. And she was able to help us, me and Kim, when we were coming up. We would go to Earth to borrow. See, because we had the poverty mindset. Oh, you know, we weren't really looking to God. You know, we would do things and we would bless people, but if we needed something, we'd go, Kim would go to her dad, I would go to my mum, so that we could live and do extra things, you know? But all we had to do was go to God, you know, put it down to immaturity. But thankfully, God, you know, has taught us many great things so that we can teach others. It's not that we sit here and boast, look at me, I'm doing this, I'm travelling here, I'm going there. No, God wants all his people to understand this. Like, I used to fly in coach all the time. And there's nothing wrong with coach, but like, okay, well, why do the unbelievers then have business class or first class? Why do they sit in the nice seats? I'm supposed to be a believer, right? And can I not believe God for those things? It doesn't matter really where we sit on the plane, but why can't we have those things? We can. And sometimes you don't even have to pay full price for it, you know? God can bless you. And so it's like raising our expectations on those areas, you know. And see, if we're struggling with money and we're always thinking about money, do you know what? It limits your vision. Think about it. Just really meditate upon that. It limits your vision because then if God wants you to go the other side of the world and you got no money, where are you going to get the money to do that? Oh, I can't do that. No, you can do all things through Christ. If God's leading it, he will provide it. If you want to stay in a nice hotel, why stay in a hostel when you could stay in a nice hotel? It's not about the material wealth or possessions. These are examples I'm giving. So that you can see that you can raise your faith in these areas. God wants you to raise your faith. He wants you to have the best things. Why not? Are we supposed to have the worst things all the time? Or the base things all the time? The true heart is that we should be content with what we do have. A lot of us may look at things that we don't have. And this will bring your faith down. But when we look at what we do have, we can give praise and glory to God for what we do have. That keeps a heart of expectation and gratitude. And God's going to bless you with more because he wants you to have it. He wants you to have so much so that you can be a blessing. In fact, he's spoken all your blessings in his life. He told the children of Israel, you know, if you listen and you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, all these blessings will chase you down and overtake you. And that was under the law. Now we're under grace. All we got to do is just move with God. All we got to do is just be led by that Spirit. We don't have to earn it or go for it. We don't have to. Look, I don't have to do any of this to go to heaven. I'm born again. It's a free gift of God. If I got to do things to make sure that I'm saved, then it's by works. It's not by grace. Everything's by grace. Even the renewing of the mind is by grace. We just make up our mind that we're going to follow what God says through the encouragement that's being given. And as we move towards it, there's effortless change. Because as you focus on these wonderful truths, you're not focused on trying to change anything. Everything becomes new. Behold, all things are become new, God says. So God really wants you blessed. And these little sharings I've done is just a highlight. Because once you're aware that you've got a limited belief or you've got a poverty mindset. Poverty mindset shows up in many different ways. But we got the mind of Christ. We got access to the mind of God. We can think prosperously. We can speak prosperously. And the emotions become prosperous. It's actually, if you're trying to change things, a lot of people start trying to change it on the outside. You know, if I feel a little bit down and we're just used to everything here, I say to Kim, okay, let's do the wallpaper. Let's change the curtains. Let's do the carpet. And it looks beautiful. And we're happy for a moment. But all those thoughts and all those emotions that I haven't dealt with and I haven't taken to God are still there. So it doesn't matter how nice your house is or how big it is or how beautiful your car is. If you haven't got this done, change starts within. And this is why God says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. If you've got money worries, it's going to have an effect on your health. It's going to have an effect on your confession. It's going to have an effect on your vision and your goals and your desires. But when we start to face these things and see what God really has to say. You know, if God didn't want any of his people to be prosperous, then why were all the Old Testament believers prosperous that listened to God? You know, like, there's so many contradictions, you know, like, all right, people use that one verse of scripture. Is it in 1 Timothy 6:10? The love of money is the root of all evil. And it is. If you love money above God and his words, then yeah, you're going down the wrong road. But if you love God and God's putting stuff in your heart to have and to do and to provide, he will provide it for you. You know, God says, I will supply all your need according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God shows you how to begin to get successful with money so that you are free to go and do what he wants, that you are free to help other people and be a blessing. You know, we're blessed to be a blessing. We're not blessed to keep everything to ourselves. But certainly we are blessed to give. Like God has given to us so we can give. I'm giving you now what God's put in me. That gift of Holy Spirit, that's the biggest thing we can give through ministering, through speaking by the Spirit, through educating. You know, we need to educate ourselves a little bit maybe in different areas, especially if you struggle in different areas of life and living. You know, Jesus Christ was a complete Savior, so every area of our lives should be prospering. And it's as we move in one, then the other one gets highlighted. Oh yeah, I need to seek God on this, and I need to seek God on that. And we go to God, Father, show me how to have peace. Show me how to be prosperous in my mind, in my heart, in my will, in my emotions. Change starts within. And it starts by listening and receiving the words with meekness, with a humble and meek heart. And then as you do with the information you got, then the change becomes evident in your life. Because God will not fail one person. I don't care who you are, what you know, what you don't know, how clever you are, how stupid you are. Doesn't matter. When you go to God and you believe the words to you, and then you set your face like a flint, you put those blinkers on, and you focus in with God, and you practice these things, it's practice, it's action that brings into manifestations all these great and precious promises. They're there. They're already there. The healing's already there. You just got to receive it into manifestation, right? And it's by faith. And what we do, we look at all these different distractions and we get distracted from the truth of who we are. We get emotional. We get tied up. We get wrapped up in situations. We get judgmental, you know, about other people and what they say. You know, you might be judging me now, what I'm saying. Do I care? No, because I know I'm speaking the truth in love. And that's what we're to do. We're to speak words of edification, words of encouragement, encouraging each other unto a better endeavor, the better way of living, because God wants us to shine as those lights on every level. How can we be a witness if we're poor, if we're suffering? We can come for deliverance. We can come and get answers. We can believe God for abundance. We can believe God for healing. We can believe God for good success. He wants all of his people to have good success. You know, he told Joshua, you know, if you do this, you'll have good success. That's what God wants. He wants us to have life and enjoy it, and our relationships, and to encourage and build other people up. What a great blessing it is to be able to do what I do, you know, ministering with people and see them take what I've said. And some of them do it better than me. And I'm like, wow, kicks me up the bum. I'm like, right, I need to get on this a bit more. I'm humble. If I'm not doing it, I'll say. Or I'll recognize it with God. I'll say, God, like, you know, I've shared this and this person's doing it better than me. You need to get me up on the same level. And he does. You know, and then so I look at everyone that I kind of work with and come to me. And I'm in awe because I know it's not me. It's God. And it's also the person that's responded to the words that have been spoken. That's what it is. And taking it on board. And yes, we pray to God. A lot of people just pray to God. Father, just bless me in my finances. Or heal me. Restore my relationships. But there's things that you can do. And it starts within your heart and mind. And then so you get the wisdom from God. And then as you do, you get understanding of what to do. And then you can conduct yourself in a wonderful way. And then you'll start to see that you draw the things to you. Like I said, birds of a feather flock together. What you think and believe, you draw to you. And I'm not talking about law of attraction. The law of attraction is basically the law of faith. That's what it is. What you believe. So what do you believe? Do you believe what I'm saying? Do you believe what God is saying? Do you believe God will supply all your needs? Do you believe that God will multiply your seed sown, increase the fruits of your righteousness, cause all grace to abound towards you, and cause you to abound to every good work? Do you believe God will give you that one key labor that's equal to a million? I believe it. God showed me about Europe, because going back in 2003 when I first met Sangi, he said, you're going to move the word in all of the UK and the whole of Europe. I believed it straight away. But since then, different things have happened. And God showed me now believe for new people, like brand new people that are not associated with anyone. New people in Europe and USA. New people that may not have had a way background or connection. Brand new people. And I said, yes, Lord, I'll believe you for that. And God's going to do that. I don't know how. I haven't got a clue that this is where faith is. But I can see it in my mind. So I'm going to hold it in my hand. And this is my confession. I will see this because God put it in my heart. The thought come from God. See, now I'm acting on that thought through my prayer and speaking in tongues. Every time I think about it, I declare it's done. Thank you, God, I got these new laborers. Thank you, Father, that the ones that are from the old background of where I come from, that you bring me the ones that have willing heart, humble heart, going to listen to you, going to receive our words gladly, but obey you as you direct them from those words and as you work it in their heart. So it's just great. You know, God will change our lives very quickly if we make up our mind that this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen and I'm going to do. Exactly what I done in India in 2020 is the best thing I ever done. God says, do exactly what this man encourages. And I've been doing that to the best of my understanding. And God has been working in me. He covers the things where we mistakenly might misheard something. You know, he's not judging, oh, you didn't listen to the letter. We're not under no law, right? But God is working in us, and he will give you the right words when you connect in the right place. Some of you just need to connect in the right place and stay in that right place. And not just stay coming to the fellowship, stay connected. You know, really connect with the heart. You know, and for me, God is first in everything. I never miss a Zoom fellowship, do I? I'm always on time. I never miss a Zoom fellowship. I don't let any other distractions come in. Like Kim said, do you want to go out today, do this? I said, no, love, it's Zoom fellowship tonight. I spend my day in prayer and speaking in tongues and the thing God puts in my heart, and I'm set like a flint, soon fellowship. No matter how I feel, I don't let anything come in. On Thursdays is God's day in this sense of service. And then the other days I'm pretty much the same as well. Kim will tell you. Am I not?
Yes. Every day.
Yeah, she says boring. No, she doesn't.
No,
she doesn't say that. But see, it's down to you. You can go as far and quick with God as soon as you made up your mind to. If there's anything going on in anyone's life right now, if it's health issues, you can be healed. You can manifest that healing. Just make up your mind you're going to be humble and that you're going to go to God and you thank Him that it's done. See yourself healed. Whatever the error is, see yourself delivered. If you've got lack of finances, honor God. And then see abundance come to you. It'll come to you. God will bring it to you. You don't even have to think about it. I don't think about it. You know, I know to encourage it, and I know to keep my thoughts clear and clean on it. But God is first. Money ain't first. Money is an aid. Money is a tool that we use in this life. Just like this laptop is a tool for me to use to communicate. So I put it to work for me in a good way. I do the website. I do the YouTube. I do all these things. And God shows me to do. You just do that. Don't listen to what anyone tells you. You do what I want you to do. You do a regular audio page. All right, God. First of all, it was a daily one. And that's probably me, because I'm just eager to just get things out there. But God just said, make it a regular and put it up when I show you. Be led by my spirit. Okay, Father, I do that. And then when He showed me about confession, say what you want, not what you see. So I started to practice that. Then honoring God, start to practice that. And God is not a God of decrease, by the way. He will increase you. But it all depends what you do with the other side of your money. You know, like, because it's got to work for you. You're the one who's got to prosper from these things, right? Because God designed it for you to be blessed. And so there's a thing called stewardship. You know, making sure that you're putting it to work in the right places. That you've got the right heart and mindset on it. You're getting right financial advice. All these things are very important. And I'm learning them. You know, and God showed me how to get out of debt without any financial advice. But He can still show you. You can still go to financial advisors. God might show you to go to one. And then take what you can learn from them and then advise other people. Receive so that you can give. That's what it's all about, guys. Receive so that you can give. Sowing and reaping, you know. And it should be pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give back into your bosom. So anyway, these are some of the things that are going on in my heart and mind at the moment. And, you know, just looking to God, helping people to come out of maybe where they might have stayed in an era of their life for so long. That it kind of pains you to see it, you know, because you're thinking, well, why this person ain't prospering? Or why isn't this happening? And then I go to God, and then God shows me what to say and what to do. So it's simply going to God all the time.